The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet. But do not fret, chin up, my friend. A little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. We're downtown Corinth, Mississippi here on a beautiful Thursday morning. It's a beautiful day that the Lord has made and gave us today, and we're thankful we get to serve and be a part of it here today. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with three of my great friends here today. Really, four if you count Dr. Phil. But Bobby Capps, who's the Director of Biblical Counseling at Crosswind Ministries. He's also the Director of Counseling at the Freedom Center. We got Wesley Jackson, who's the Director and the Overseer of the Freedom Center. And then Ronnie Martin. Ronnie is our associate director, and Ronnie is our first guy to ever come in the Freedom Center and stuff. So we're excited to have Ronnie here with us today because, Wesley, it's a big day.
Man, it's a big day, Tommy.
Yeah.
It's a big day.
We have took this week and set this Thursday aside just because of June, Father's Day. We thought we'd have our first ever alumni night at hosting alumni from the Freedom Center, and we have had 42 of them guys finish our program. We've had over 90 come in now. I think we're at 91 or 92.
Yeah, and
you know, we're almost at that 100 mark. And we're about 2.5 years in, and we've set tonight aside to celebrate. And I'm just excited. I'm excited. You know, sometimes you get to sit and kind of bathe in God's glory and see what God's done over the past now 2.5 years, but really 3.5 years of the Freedom Center intake. But Bobby, it goes longer than that with us. We've been planning this for a long time.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I'm just excited.
Oh, man. You know, I was thinking about it. I've been thinking about it a lot over the last few days. And just what you said, Tommy, I think that I'm just excited to, as I've shaped up what tonight looks like in my mind, I just get excited about just sitting back, not really saying much of anything, and watching these men that God's brought to us and given us the opportunity to share in their journey, to be an encouragement to, and just watching and seeing what the Lord has done in their life and hearing testimonies of how the Lord met them at the Freedom Center and did work on them at the Freedom Center, and what life has been like afterwards, and how they found hope during that time, but also how they found success after leaving the Freedom Center and what that's looked like. And I'm just super excited about that because I know from personal experience, there's nothing like when a husband gets her, or a wife gets her husband back, or whenever a mother gets her son back, or whenever kids get their dad back, because I lived through that myself. And now just to sit back and see what God's did over the past 3 years with the Freedom Center and to get to hear testimony today, this evening, of what that looks like in these men's life, it's going to be humbling for sure. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it. And that's what I'm looking forward to tonight. I don't guess you can put emphasis on how much of an encouragement this has been to me. Look back to my time at the Home of Grace, and I was thinking, man, it'd be awesome to be a part of something like this. I'd watch these men come in just as broken as I was on the front end, and I remembered how broken I was. But then halfway through, something starts to turn, and you start to see hope, and you start to have hope. But more than that, you start to share hope, and you get to share in that. And I thought, man, it'd be cool to be part of that. And now here we are 6 years later almost, and the Lord has allowed me to be part of that. Mm-hmm. And that's it's overwhelming, I guess, when I really stop to think about it, but I'm super excited, super excited. Got Ronnie here with us, you know, big deal having Ronnie.
Ronnie's the big deal, and he wanted to come in, wanted to kind of do the whole show himself today, but we've asked him not to take over and just to let us, you know, handle our side.
Phil, will you shut that door so he can't get out? Yeah. All right, Ronnie, it's all about you today, and it's all about our team. You know, you being the first alumni. You and there was three of you guys that mm-hmm. graduated in that first group. Y'all come in together. Y'all was kind of experimental for us. Actually, I'd say still experimental yeah. for us. But, you know, we learned a lot during them first mm-hmm. 90 days. But you stayed the course. God done something unbelievable in your life somewhere along in that course. And now it's you're kind of in charge of tonight about getting this program put together and stuff. So I'm all excited for you.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you guys are excited. I wish I could say the same. I'm pretty much a nervous wreck. But
amen.
But I look forward to it. You know, I really, really do. It's been a journey.
Who's got his truck keys? We can't let this boy leave on us today.
It's been a journey. You know, us. 2.5 years ago, I thought I would be good, you know, when I asked the Lord to take the drugs and alcohol from me, if he would, you know, I thought life would be, you know, sunshine and rainbows, but that hasn't been the case. All the flaws and reasons why I turned to drugs and alcohol at a very early age was still there. And so, you know, over the course of 2.5 years, I've just been learning how to live life, you know, relying on the Lord.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's been a learning process.
Well, Ronnie, I can empathize with you on the nervous part of it, because I remember back just when we started this 3 years ago, and we started the radio show now 4 years ago. I remember coming into the radio studio the first day, and I looked like Chris Lambeth over there, sweating underneath my eyeballs, or out of my eyeball, you know. And so I think that's a natural response. Bobby says oftentimes that the number one fear that people have is public speaking. So I think it's pretty cool for us to get to be an onlooker and watch you overcome your fears. But I do recognize it, and whenever I see it, because I had that same thing going on. And sometimes, if I'm being honest, I still do. I was talking to Stacy earlier. I'm like, you go anywhere with Tommy, he's going to put you out in front of somebody to say something. It may be 100 folks. It may be 500. You know, you never know.
Yeah, he gets a kick out of it.
He does. Well, he likes watching you squirm a little bit, don't he?
I want to pick up on one of the things you said, because it's helpful to those of you who are listening and struggling. We use these sinful coping mechanisms to kind of handle life's problems, and there's jillions of them. It's not drugs and alcohol and porn. It's drugs, alcohol, porn, workaholism, you know, all the above, recreation, you know, whatever it is. We can make anything a god that relieves my pain. And and so one of the things that Ronnie said that was really important, that I just want to make sure that you guys listen to and highlight, is that none of that stuff changed when God took my addiction away. But God has had to teach me how to live life that's full of pain and full of disappointment and full of the same stuff that I had before, but to live it trusting in him and to live it in a godly way. And that's the key thing that we teach our guys. Nothing's going to change in your life. You think life's going to get easy because you stop using dope?
Yeah.
That's not true. You know, life's filled with suffering. You know, the world is broken. And if you don't believe it, just read the newspaper. You know, I mean, the world's broken. And we live in a broken world that our Savior is coming quickly to make everything okay. But until he does, we're just going to have to learn how to suffer well and to be godly people, and to be people who can suffer with joy and strength and dependence on the Lord. And that's what Ronnie's talking about, and that's real exciting to me. And he gets a little bit nervous about speaking in public.
A little bit.
A lot. But, a little bit. And and it is a common fear, but it's not really speaking in public that's the fear. It's the fear of exposure. You know, I don't want to blow it. I don't want people to think I'm stupid, you know, or whatever. It's kind of like this fear of, because when I open my mouth, you know, well, there I am, you know, and I'm trying to protect myself a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, but the more we open our mouth and we realize that people love us anyways, even though we're not as articulate as the next guy or whatever, and yeah, you know what I mean, and then we're over it, you know. And so, yeah, good well, that, deal.
Bobby, that's one of the things I think that probably sticks out to me in the whole public speaking arena is the acceptance, you know, and that's what we're struggling sure. with
we're
in our whole entirety of our life is to be accepted. And it's something starts to shift and change once you know that you're accepted by God. And that brought me around the corner of being able to start to share, not only in public, but sharing my faith and sharing who God was to me, because ultimately that
Romans
got me over
15,
those hurdles.
7, accept one another then, mm-hmm. just like God in Christ accepted you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Guys, listen, we've had a couple texts, encouragement. Let me give you our phone number. It's 662-603-9829. That's a comment about Big Ronnie here, or any our alumni night, or any kind of question you'd like to ask about our program. 662-603-9829. You can listen anywhere on in the world. Next Thursday, I'll be gone. I'm going to be listening to supertalk.fm Corinth and stuff. So anywhere in the world, you can listen to that. You can go back on our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. Click on the listen page, and you can go come up with any of our old programs. Like today's show, I'll have Alumni Night, Ronnie Martin as our guest. So we'll have that. And man, a big shout out to one of our alumni, Truett Brown's on the road. He just texted and said, and he is carrying somebody you got out of jail this morning to the program.
Mm-hmm.
Truett's been on the road. He, you know, he said we went from dope dealers to hope dealers, and he was proud. He's begging us to let you talk more, Ronnie. So, I mean, and he's one to talk. If he was here, nobody would get a word in. Listen, we're going to take our first break, and we're going to come back with Ronnie and talk about our alumni night, talk about the Freedom Center. We got beds. We are pushing our limit right now, but we could take a person or two. We'd like to help you, and we're going to give you details on that when we come back. A big shout out to our radio sponsors. I'm going to name a few of them, Wesley, you grab them. My wife, Maria Wilson, and her real estate group, Wilco Real Estate Group, my wife and my daughter and the rest of that group for any real estate needs. Buying, selling, or just a question, reach out to my wife or my daughter, any of them, and they'll get you help. My friend Daniel Arthur at the local Subways. We have three in town here, two on Highway 72, one down on Shiloh and Harper Road right there. Go by and buy you a foot long, or hey, won't you splurge day? Go by and buy you a dozen chocolate chip cookies and have a good day. My friend Nick Bain, for all your legal needs, Nick helped us this week with a guy. Nick helps us a lot of times with guys, so big shout out to Nick Bain and his crew. Wesley?
Yeah, also Outpost Outdoors up there in Pickwick with ATV rentals and outdoor opportunities up there in accounts. Crosswind Ministries, Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet, Gatlin's Pharmacy over in Tishomingo, Bart and Don Doran have been supporters of the show since the beginning. Daniel Arthur and the local Subways, which I just am following you on that one, and Hudson Window Solution, all are supporters of the Hope Show here on Super Talk. If you're out and about in their business today, tell them you heard about them right here on Super Talk. We'll be right back.
It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
We welcome you back to our second segment. It's a big day in the life of the Freedom Center and really Living Free. Living Free's been in this community for 20 years now, and with a lot of support groups, and for years we've helped people get into other programs. But we always had a deep passion and desire to have our own men's program. And I don't know, 4 years ago, we started meeting. We met at that building.
Yeah.
You know when that was, Wes?
So November the 6th, 2020, we met out there where the Freedom Center is now located, Tommy, and we looked at the property that day. That was a Sunday.
And we made a deal with a group that had it to buy the building.
Mm-hmm.
And we just put it out in the community what we wanted to do, and the community gave us the money to buy the building. I think we closed in February.
I think February 5th or 6th.
February that of 2021. My wife at Wilco Real Estate Group helped us get that done for us and things. So we'd had a building there, Bobby. And next thing we knew, we was getting underway about trying to develop a program. And somewhere along that time, we was starting to meet. We met every week.
Immediately, every Monday.
Every Monday, and we started meeting at your office and just talking about what this was going to look like. Every week we'd meet. Me and you and Wesley, Ralph, we would meet and just start putting this thing together. You introduced us to a guy named Mark Shaw. Help me out. The name of his book, Heart of Addiction. And so somewhere along that year, we brought him in and had a little bit of a 3-day, 4-day seminar.
Well, and let me just put a parenthesis on that. The whole Mark's whole ministry and approach was just in line with what we wanted. You know, we didn't want to be a 12-step. We don't have a beef with any of that. We didn't want to be this any of these other programs. We wanted to find something that was where the was 100% out of the Word of God, and 100% where our guys, not only our guys that are going to be being cared for by the Word of God, but also the guys who were going to be doing the caring, that is us. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to have to, like, turn into some sort of addiction specialist. You know, we're just a bunch of guys who Jesus rescued, and we wanted to keep it that simple. And what the Heart of Addiction is all about is not like well, if you'll work these steps or if you'll do this program, the heart of addiction is you have a heart problem. Jesus is a solution to the heart problem. Mm-hmm. And once the heart problem gets solved, the rest of the stuff begins to fall into place. And so when we were looking for a curriculum or like a thing to teach the guys, we just want to teach them that. Because for each of us, I mean, I'm talking about the guys that are sitting here in front of me, including myself, including everybody that's worked with us. You know, we didn't get rescued except by Jesus. Amen. That was it. And so we're like, that's our program. Our program is that there's a guy that rescues people. There's a guy who heals broken hearts and sets captives free. And we're hanging all our eggs on him. And Tommy's old line, Living Free line, we believe one thing: Jesus Christ can change your life. And so, like, we had to say, that's also what we believe at Freedom Center.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, we want to tell you what the Freedom Center is. It's out by the old dirt racetrack right off of Highway 72. The physical address is what, Wes?
42 County Road 278.
Yeah.
And still the only person that knows that.
Yeah, 42.
Even though he says it all the time.
Well, look, the radio show kind of birthed around in that time, and that was my one line through the whole first month anyway.
Yeah,
and the phone number. It seems like I said the
phone
number.
So give me that date again. We met and bought the building. We agreed to buy the building
November the 6th of 2020. Yeah, it was the day after my birthday. That's why I remember.
We just threw it out in the community and said, hey. Man, we need $120,000 to buy this building, and this is what we want to do. And that November and that December, this community gave us that money.
Amen.
So we had the money to close. We bought the building, so we're sitting there with a pretty rough building, but it's paid for. It needed new top. We needed to gut the inside. We had no idea about the wiring and plumbing. Until we got started, and we found out that all the wiring needed to be stripped and redone, and so here we are. We want to start to work.
Well, I mean, what a great representation of what the gospel does was that old building. You know, we bought that building thinking that Tommy, it was right on the forefront of COVID, so we took a guesstimate of what it was going to cost us to redo it, but. Unbeknownst to us, we had to go in and re-gut even the electrical system, the very down to the power that ran that thing. And it's just like God just showed us a perfect example of the heart of the issue right off the rip with the building. And then that whole old building got restored. And then
with Ralph, we had to almost kill him with COVID to make sure that he was our man.
That's it. Well, and I remember, you know, I remember pretty well, you know, right on those early stages, we started meeting at Bobby's office. And the first thing that we agreed to do as a group, we were going to read The Heart of Addiction and discuss it each week. You know, we went chapter by chapter through what we were going to be teaching. You guys have got 20 years in this in this recovery world, you've run a non-residential program for 20 years there at Living Free. Bobby's been beside you 15 years. So all of the knowledge and experience that you guys have gained, plus you've had a lot of involvement with different programs, the Home of Grace, Transformation Ranch, all these programs around. So whenever we started to develop this thing, the Lord really put it together off of the knowledge and experience that you guys had. And I was just...
And we had a lot of exposure with the 12 steps to celebrate recovery and all the different methods that people use to get.
Sure.
Yeah,
Living Free's got a great 12 step.
Yeah, yeah. So,
we sat there firsthand. I got to experience that as we sorted that out, what we wanted our program to look like and put that work in.
But the community really supported us and allowed us throughout the year when we had a need. Our community met it. Mm-hmm. So here we are in November of 2021 with a building, totally remodeled, everything paid for, parking lot is redone, and man, December the 1st is the big day.
It's coming.
Yeah, December the 1st is the big day. And we had no idea who we was going to meet. We just knew men was going to start coming. And the first guy we met was Ronnie Martin. And I guess he sent us the doozy right off the top. And boy, he was a doozy. And Ronnie, you come into the Freedom Center and tell us what it was, what it was like. You had been to the Home of Grace. You had been to some other programs. But here you are. You're walking in our first guy. You're the first application. You're the first guy. And here you come.
Yeah. Let me see where I start.
Man, well, like most guys, the night before was a little bit overstimulating for you.
I came from jail the night before I got arrested. I had to pull one more hoorah, and I went to jail. So my mom, I bonded out. My mom picked me up that morning, and you know, I checked in. But I remember pulling in by the dirt track, and I told her it was my fourth time to take me to a rehab. You know, I was just broken, man. I was just, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I told her this is my last rodeo. So when I walked up, I poured out the, my liquor drink, had taken all my pills. And, you know, I was just, I was ready for change.
So. Yeah, that doesn't parking lot blowing your lungs out one more time.
That was me.
So you come in, first guy, two other guys come in with you that day and the next day, and the journey has begun. We had no idea what that was going to look like, Bobby. But we did know, going back to our belief, that the Lord Jesus changed people.
Amen.
You know, and I've had a more conviction over the last couple of days. It's the name of Jesus that's going to change people's lives. It ain't Tommy Wilson. It ain't Bobby Capps. It ain't Wesley Jackson. It ain't the Freedom Center. It ain't a program. It's the Lord Jesus. It ain't how much we love them. No.
Ain't none of that.
And all that's part of the process.
Sure.
But it's the Lord. No. And so here you are. You've come in. And, man, what's it like the first week?
It was rough.
Brand new pro.
It was rough. You know, right off the jump, you know, I obviously had withdrawals from all the drugs and stuff I was on. Then Ralph gets me COVID.
It just keeps
nonstop, man. And, you know, about killed me. I was sick for about 3 weeks, actually, 3 or 4 weeks. And then about week 7 is when everything stuff started changing for me.
Well, and then we host our first graduation. That was February of what?
11th.
February the 11th. Yeah. First graduation. We want to make it a big deal. So we have our graduation at Living Free. That's where we've hosted every graduation is at Living Free. I personally believe we make it a bigger deal than anybody else. There ain't a program nowhere that makes graduation a deal like we do. It's a special deal all day. Actually, starting the night before. Grace Chapel honors you. Wesley's family brings you 2 carrot cakes and peanut butter balls. The next day, we're going out to eat at a buffet. You ring the bell at 5 o'clock, and then that night, graduation. What was that like?
It was an experience, you know. It was special, you know. It was troubling in the sense, just all the old memories and stuff, you know, just talking about it. You know, growing up, I was never the one to talk about my problems, my issues. But it was special, you know, seeing my mom and everybody, you know, to cheer you on. It was a special night.
Well, listen, we're going to have to take a break, Bobby, and we're going to come back and ask Ronnie what life's like been since then. Since Ronnie and them two guys finished, there's been 39 more guys that's graduated the program. We're going to honor we had 4 guys that has passed away. We want to honor them 4 guys today, and we're going to honor them tonight. But let's talk about life after that. Now you come full circle. You're the one that's meeting guys in the parking lot out there, and hey, man, you ain't going to be able to smoke here. You know, I'm going to hip you inside because you're staggering a little bit and whatever.
Well, and the guy that has to go back and put your arm around them when they're upset. And you're the guy that, you know, a lot of them feel like that they can trust. And they feel like sometimes we're the bosses, you know, but you feel like, you know, one of the guys.
Well, I mean, I've been there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been through the program.
By the way, so have we.
Yeah.
The program.
I'm the pro guy, Bobby. Yeah.
I'm the program.
I'll wear it.
Let's take a break and come back with Ronnie Martin and talk about Alumni Day and what it's like to be part of the team now. We'll be right back.
This is Brett Butler, and I'm the Executive Director of Crosswind Ministries in Corinth, Mississippi. Crosswind is a local ministry ordained and equipped by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve and bring hope to families and individuals who are in need of assistance. We like to think we exist to serve those who are poor in resources and poor in spirit. If you think about it, that's really all of us at one time or another. We are located at 703 Tate Street, south of the railroad tracks in downtown Corinth, and our number is 662-287-5600. You know, one of the most common questions I get from neighbors in the community is quite simply, what type of help do y'all provide? Well, Crosswind is set up to be a highly diverse, one-stop shop of sorts for people who are troubled or are in trouble. Because of the many relationships we have cultivated over the last 16 years, I like to think we're equipped to either serve most needs directly or indirectly, and we do not discriminate. So just a few things that we do at Crosswind is we transition and secure families from homelessness into permanent housing. We conduct tutoring in after-school programs. We provide no-cost biblical counseling to hurting families and individuals through the Crosswind Biblical Counseling Center that we just established. We have the opportunity to feed hundreds of hungry residents through our mobile and stationary meal programs. We mentor and equip new and expectant mothers through our partnership with One by One Ministries and the Oasis Medical Center, and host weekly clothing drives for neighbors in need of seasonal apparel. And these are just a few things that we do, and we try not to limit ourselves and instead just answer the need as it comes in the door or calls us on the phone. So if you are in need of help, please call us or come see us at Crosswind on 703 Tate Street. We're here to help.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment of our show, Hope. We named it Hope because our mission each day is we're hope dealers. We all was dope dealers, and we're hope dealers, and we love what we get to do. You know, Wesley, yesterday we started the day off in the Prentice County Jail. We was there for a good while, maybe 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then we come back, brought a guy back with us. We go to the crisis center and pray over a young guy. Y'all leave the crisis center, drop me off. Y'all go to the Alcorn County Jail and get it set up where our man Truett's there this morning picking up a guy and carrying him to a program. And then we wrap it up last night with a great service at Grace Chapel.
Yeah.
And that was just our day. And that's what we love. We're thankful what we get to do. We are hope dealers. No matter if we're at the jail or we're at the mattress store selling a mattress, it don't matter. That's our mission today. And, man, one of the great deals is to see guys' lives change and to be a part and a small part and just to see Ronnie Martin's life change over the course of now almost 3 years. You know, it's been a remarkable ride. It's a remarkable journey, Ronnie. So you've graduated the program. February the 11th.
Yes, sir.
And you move. You're going back to Florence. You get married. You're part of a church. Life's going pretty good. Matter of fact, the church that you're in, a church that had revival for how many weeks?
9 weeks.
9 weeks, every day. How many nights did you go?
Every night.
Every night he showed up at this church that had revival every night for 9 weeks. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So God's moving in your life. Tell us what goes on.
You know, I just went back to work. You know, I knew I had to get a job and just had to keep showing up to meetings. You know, I lived in Florence. It's about an hour and 50 minutes away. And, you know, I drove every Monday, Thursday, and sometimes Saturday, you know, to Corinth to be with you guys. You know, y'all were my people. You know, you're all I knew whenever I, you know, now that I was sober, you know, I just didn't want to lose that. So, you know, I made sure I stayed plugged in to, you know, what I knew and what I learned to trust.
That's it. A lot of times the experience that we have to go off of is past experience, so we know not what not to do.
Yeah.
You know, when I find that new group of people, I got to cling a hold of them, and that's that. We've seen that to be consistent with a lot of our guys that's graduated. The guys that leave and stay plugged in and stay seeking after what direction God had put them on that journey, that path, they're the ones that you see to start to have life and life more abundantly.
Yeah.
And that's what we want for us at the Freedom Center. It's more than being, it is being sober, don't get me wrong, and it is staying out of trouble and staying clean. That's a big part of the journey, but it's more than that. It's having that life and having life more abundantly and being able to share our faith and give hope to others, but also walk in that freedom that we have in Jesus. And that's what you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, our plan is for God to leave, get involved in local church. You just said you was in a revival for 9 weeks. Find your support group.
Mm-hmm.
You was driving back and forth.
I was.
And you did whatever it took to be part of a support group. You found you a job, you got a job, went to work, done good at work. Things is going good. You've got married. You and Kathy's married. You got your two dogs. So, I mean, life just seems pretty good. And then you go on this men's walk or something. So what happened?
Everything was going good, you know, like you just mentioned. But something was still missing. You know, I caught myself. I moved up in the company I was working at fast. But I found myself chasing the dollar again. You know, I found myself idolizing money, and something was just still missing. So I ended up going to a men's retreat over at Crow's Neck, and the Lord just put it on my heart. He didn't save me to keep chasing my dreams or my, you know, money again. So that's when I reached out to you, I think that following week, and mentioned, you know, I was thinking about moving back home, and, you know, if you had something for me to do, and I made it happen.
Unbeknownst to you, Ronnie, me, Ralph, and Tommy pretty regularly had been praying that wouldn't it be cool if God would just bring Ronnie back to us and let Ronnie be part of the team. How awesome would that be? And we were praying for a guy. We knew we needed our staff to grow. And we were actually praying literally that you were that guy. And so God hears prayers.
Then when Ronnie called me, man, it gave me chills. I couldn't wait to call Wesley and say, man, Ronnie Martin just called me.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved pretty fast and got you. You started last October.
October 1st.
So you're going in on a year. And tell us what's went on since then, Ronnie.
You know, like I mentioned in the first segment, you know, I didn't realize how big of a mess I was, you know. I've always had drugs or alcohol. If I needed confidence, I'd turn to alcohol. If I needed something for stress or anxiety, you know, I had my fix for there, energy. But now, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I've been learning how to trust on the Lord. You know, he's my rock. He's my safe place. And I'm learning to live life okay, not being okay. You know, I don't turn to my old idols. I turn to Him. I look up.
That's it.
So give us some examples, though. I mean, you've been with us since October. We've went through a couple of hard things. The first hard thing that we went through was with you was Dane.
Yeah, Dane. So Dane and I came in on October 1st, the same day. You know, he and I hit it off. You know, I saw myself in him, and, you know, that was tough. That was actually the second tragedy I've encountered since I've been clean. But, you know, before my brother, you know, I spiraled out of control quick. You know, I just lost all hope. But through this process, I've learned how to keep the faith and rely on him for strength and comfort, peace.
That first day you came in on, Ronnie, I remember it to be a Monday, and we actually was kicking a guy out that first day.
Kicked out two, yeah.
Yeah.
Ronnie, you need to carry these two guys home.
Yeah.
welcome aboard. Yeah. You know, and it's been a learning experience finding your place there.
Yeah.
So I believe you know where you're at now.
I do
and
now,
what's
yeah.
going on. You've been with us now. Man, it's hard to believe. That's 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Just went quick.
Yeah. I was hoping tonight, I mean, you and Ralph do the Blues Brothers dance and all that. So, but, no. So, you know, tell us some things now with alumni. You're the one that tries to stay in touch with some of these guys and things. So tell us what it's like to see some of your brothers excel in it, and yeah. You got some brothers that struggle.
That struggle or fall off. You know, it's just a blessing seeing the guys flourish. You know, I've been in their shoes. You know, not too long ago, like you said, 2.5 years ago, and just a true blessing to see the guys. You know, actually,
like today, you've had Big Mike text you, you've had Truett text you, you've had guys texting you how we're on the show.
It's nonstop. You know, the guys reach out to me, you know, on a daily basis, and it's just a blessing.
Well, one of the things, Ronnie, that I think you got to see, it was one of the same things we got to see right off the bat, is that it's a battle sometimes being in the leadership role over there, because daily. We want to see these guys get the same experience, have the same experience in that relationship with the Lord as we did. You know, we want these, all of them, to get it. And the reality is it just don't always play out like that. And man, that was
a big learning curve for me. You know, I thought we could, as long as I loved on them and, encouraged them, but that's not the case, man. You know, it seems like more guys seem to fall off or get back in the ditch than actually succeed. It's hard.
Think about this. Like, I mean, I'll just be direct, like, just in your own personal case. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, can somebody love you more than your mom loves you? I'm like, but did that keep you sober?
No.
So that's the deal.
Yeah, I mean, true.
Like, you actually know what it feels like to be loved well.
Yeah.
Can somebody stick with you like your wife stuck with you? You know what I mean? It's like, no. And so the deal is it's like, we know that, like, love is something. Like, love makes it me safe to be talked to. Love lets you know that, you know, love is the magic.
Yeah.
But the love has to come first from God.
Amen.
It has to be experienced from Him first. Then my love matters. Mm-hmm. You know, then my love helps you and changes you. You know, it is the kindness of God that leads us to repentance, the Bible says.
Yeah.
And so it's the kind of, it didn't say the kindness of Ronnie that leads us to repentance.
That's it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the kindness of God. And so that's that experience that, you know, understanding this, you know, the love of God as found in the person of Jesus on Calvary dying for my sins. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I get it. Suddenly my eyes are open. Suddenly the love of my fellow man has meaning. You know, most of us can't trust people. We don't trust the world. We don't trust God. I mean, how did God let my brother die? You know what I mean? All that stuff, right? All the things that we, you know, like, why does God let bad things happen?
Yeah.
And we suddenly we just don't believe that God loves us. And so, you know, God has to really come and rescue us. And He has to show us Jesus on Calvary. And He has to say, that's what love looks like. If you don't think I love you, look at Calvary. And then suddenly we get it. And then, now love is this nurturing piece, you know. And by the way, we're not going to quit loving you guys.
Yeah. Well, listen, before we go to this next break, we've got 42 alumni, four of them has passed away. I want to honor them guys right now. Our friend Dane Broom passed away, and he actually graduated the 1st of January, and then he passed away. Brad Johnson, who just passed away a few weeks ago in a car wreck, he graduated July the 30th of 2022. Our man Eric Holland graduated August the 8th, 2022. And then Bronson Farr graduated April the 20th, 23, and stuff. So we want to honor them guys. Bronson's favorite verse was Ephesians 4:1. I wish that I had it already turned there, but hold on, right here. I just want to read this out, then we're going to take a break. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
Amen.
And so there we are. We want to honor our four. And man, they will always be family to us. So we'll be right back.
Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Carm Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Carm, Mississippi. It's springtime. Baseball season started. College basketball is finishing up. Camping season's beginning. It's the best time of the year. It's also a great time to buy a new mattress or a new piece of furniture. Don't forget, we are your bounce house and water slide headquarters. Come see us or just call us. And folks, you know you have to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get them deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our last segment of today's show. It's all about the Freedom Center today. We've talked about the journey of it, when it got started, the process, and the day it opened up. We've been open since December the 1st, 2021. It took us a little over a year from the day we shook the guy's hand and said we'd buy. It took us 13 months from there to remodel it, get everything and do our training. And we opened the door. We had no idea what we was going to do. Josh Barton come in that day. We cooked steaks that night. We had a big night, I remember. And things, and we've just been excited ever since then. But since that day, now we've had over 90 men come in the door. Mm-hmm. 90 men, 42 of them has graduated the course. How many guys you got out there right now, Ronnie?
Eight.
We got eight guys, so look, man, we've got a chance to go over 50%. That will be huge.
Yeah.
The numbers don't lie. We've lost 10% of our guys to death. Mm-hmm. And things, so, but now we're going to take this time tonight and take 10% of the guys that's finished,
yeah.
42. Not 10% of the guys that's enrolled. But look, so we're going to celebrate tonight. It's alumni night, and you've got some guys coming. You've got some alumni. You've been in touch with all of our alumni to invite to come. I know some of them can't come. But look. What's it going to be like tonight?
I asked Mark King, Doug Houston, Jake Pig, Josh Strickland, Iron Mike, and Truett Brown to share. I thought I'd share a little bit and just my journey before the Freedom Center and after. And also I asked Eva Houston and Debbie Martin, which is my mother, to share, give hope from another perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll be good.
So that'll be good. We're excited. That starts at 6 o'clock tonight at Living Free Ministries. We'll have Rocky sing a couple songs, get us kicked off, and then Ronnie's going to have this kind of lined up for us and things. So you're invited. If you have supported us, you've been a part of us, you want to see what it's like, you want to see what happens at Living Free on Thursday night, I promise you, tonight's the night you want to come.
Yeah.
Our friends from Kasu Methodist Church, led by our friend Big Mama there, and you know, she's the best missionary that in my driving. She does much work as anybody I know. But look, they're going to feed us afterwards. Yeah, my understanding, they're having fish fry for us. So it's a huge night tonight. And it's just a time that we've sat here and that we've said that we're going to celebrate each year alumni night. We're going to each year try to get them to come back and be a part of this special day. What is it like for you, Ronnie, to see these guys come back?
It's truly special, you know. It's just to see the journey the guys have come and just knowing them on the front end, you know, just the broken, not trusting folks, not trusting the process, just darkness, and then they come to the light, and now they're thriving in the community, giving back to their community, you know, being a father, son, and just living life for the Lord. It's special.
No, it really is, and that's one of the things that I, you know, even in my own journey, I go back to always is thinking back 5 years ago if it was going to be what that looked like, you know. What did that look like for you before you came in? Like, did you ever picture yourself sitting here today?
No, I would have laughed.
Hopeless.
A radio celebrity.
I had no clue. It's crazy.
That's it.
It's crazy.
Well, it's in our alumni leans on Ronnie and Wesley and stuff. We're excited about it. We're excited about the 8 guys we've got out there right now, Wesley, for mm-hmm. them guys to complete our program. Our next graduation is July 11th. Our man Cameron will be up. He's already won the championship as far as Eaton.
Hey.
And stuff. So, man, we're excited to see what happens next. We've got beds. Right? Yeah. If somebody wants help, Wesley.
Yeah, that starts at CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Go on there and fill out the application, and we'll get back with you. Corinth.
Easy application, low bars, super easy.
Look, if you can't come to our program, we're going to get you in a program. Truett Brown's on the road right now carrying another guy to another program. We carry people every week to programs. So we will help. You've got to do a little legwork. Do the application and go from there. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, Dr. Field's probably telling me I've got probably a minute to go. You're invited tonight. Living Free Ministries. It's alumni night for the Freedom Center. You come out and be a part of it. Wes, carry us out.
All righty. I couldn't go the whole show without saying, what about them balls, though?
Big orange.
SEC. SEC World Series. How about that?
Phil's going to cut us off.
All right. Here it is. This is in Jude. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.